B-Pod Studios.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP on campus. To listen to the full episode, go to checkpointxp.com.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP on campus. Your host, Norris Howard, here, joined alongside Jacob Brothers. Jacob, what's up, man?
Hello, how we doing?
We're doing great, man, but I'm happy that we are not an athletic director for a Power 5 conference school.
Retreat.
Because unless you've been living under a rock that is covered by a bridge, which has a casino on top of it, you know that college sports in the fall are in a little bit of trouble. COVID-19 continues to wreak havoc across North America and in the southern United States in particular, and college sports are in jeopardy of not occurring this fall. But we here at Checkpoint XP on campus talk about esports, and so we're fine. We're good.
Yeah, we're chilling.
We're fine. Nothing to report here. We're on point. But numerous reports have come out about how esports may be an alternative that a lot of these Power 5 schools are looking at. Now, Jacob, I want to pick your brain on this as somebody who is in the mix. You're at a college campus, big school. How do you feel about no collegiate sports and if esports is a viable alternative coming up?
Well, as someone who goes to UNLV, I'll choose my words carefully, but I think for some colleges, losing traditional sports isn't that big of a deal, depending on the success of that program. But I think with esports being so new, it's really their time to shine. And it's like, actually, their time to shine. You know, like UNLV, for example, has a pretty good esports team, and now that can be moved to the spotlight with basketball and football being delayed. And for other big schools, we've seen Alabama get into the ring, we've seen LSU get into the ring. These schools that are known for their much larger traditional audiences can be kind of pulled into their collegiate audiences, which would be kind of crazy.
I mean, I think that would be the best case scenario, but to say that it's not a big deal, I think is a gross underestimation, is a gross misstatement, because, I mean, when you look at the numbers of how much money is going into traditional sports at a Power 5 school, you're talking about a budget between $16 and $200 million, and that revenue stream all of a sudden disappearing from a university. I mean, that is something that nobody is going to be happy about. But I'm not necessarily saying that esports would allow universities to recoup all of that.
Oh, yeah, no.
But I think moving forward, it's really important for us to, you know, talk to universities and for kids at universities. As Jacob said, man, this is your time to shine. If your school was on the fence about an esports program, I think if I was a kid at a college campus right now, I'd be beating down the dean of students' door right now saying, like, yo, this esports thing needs to happen yesterday.
And really, even if you're not making that much money, you can do, like, the lower level of an esports program for relatively cheap. Like, sure, the technology and stuff would cost money, but, like, if you can't afford to make it, like, a fully sanctioned, like, section of their sports program, that can be okay, as you can elevate a club, too. Like, you can do, like, the more casual version of an esports club and still elevate that to a level where people can see it.
Absolutely. And on top of that, we're starting to see more, coverage of esports in traditional media. You're seeing ESPN and other channels put more esports on their airwaves. And one thing that I find very interesting is that if there's no college football, in particular college football,
the sky will fall.
If there's no college football, what is ESPN going to play all throughout the fall? There's going to be nothing for people to watch. So, in my opinion, this is the time for video games, for esports, to really begin to shine and show folks that this is not only competitive, but it's well-organized, and it's a chance for kids to get an opportunity that they would have never gotten before, in the same way that we see what's happening in college football and what has always happened with college sports and in their, you know, sort of pathway to the pro sports scene. So I'm very excited to see what esports is doing right now. But at the same time, I feel like there's also going to be a massive, massive sort of recoiling away from esports because
oh,
you got
sure.
a cohort of people out there who are so crazy for football and basketball that anything even halfway acting like is going to replace that, they're going to just reject.
I wanted to talk about the viewers because that's kind of the more interesting part of this to me, because like obviously it's great the students are getting more opportunities, but you have these football and basketball fans that are just baked in. It's their gambling passion. It's their passion of life. This is what they care about. And so, because we were talking about off-air, there was a Big 12 tournament of Madden, and it was aired on ESPN. And it got more views on ESPN than it did on Twitch, which is a very interesting thing there. So I think a key to this situation would be if you get those big-name schools. Obviously, we want everyone to be included, but for the ESPN viewers, if you have all of those big-name schools competing... I mean, I personally don't think like 2K and Madden are as competitively viable as say like League or Overwatch or things like that. But even if it's a simulated sport, you can at least pull in those fans to start watching a esport. And then that can allow ESPN to kind of slowly wean in like, oh, here's some Overwatch, here's a MOBA, here's a, you know, some things for those fans to like be more open to view.
And just use it as a gateway drug to get people into more esports. I think you're absolutely right, but you know, it really depends on what type of ESPN fan they're gonna have tuning in, because unfortunately, a lot of traditional sports fans are not gonna necessarily tune in for Madden or for NBA 2K. But if you could get just a fraction of them and turn them into converts, then I think, you know, you've stopped the fall season from being a complete loss. But I will say this, is that to be perfectly honest, if you're still having a football season in particular, or even a basketball season at the collegiate level, I think it would be grossly irresponsible. I understand that there is massive amounts of money on the line, but it's about more than just the health of the kids, the coaches, staff, the trainers, the, you know, all of these people involved in the whole college sports ecosystem, many of whom are vulnerable people to COVID-19. Let's just not even go through it. Let's just wait till the spring, give it a little more time, or even wait till next year. I don't know, but the way I see it is not worth jeopardizing the lives and the careers of the players and the coaches and the staff that all make up the college sports ecosystem. Let's make sure we keep these people safe and not just go for the dollars, guys. Let's just not do that.
For all the latest in Overwatch League action, check out The Owl's Nest with me, Robbie Landis, and my co-host, Jake Lyon. Find new episodes every weekend on Checkpoint XP's YouTube or at CheckpointXP.com. Or download from Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.